We start hour number two. Welcome back, or good morning, good afternoon. I am Jim Rome, live in the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. This second hour is wide open. The third hour is filling up. In fact, we have back-to-back interviews in hour number three. Tennessee Titans running back Deion Lewis. Phoenix Suns head coach Igor Kokoskov. And the second hour is open. So you want to take advantage of it, hit me up right now, 1-800-636-8686. I want to go back and say that I thought the Paulo Duca was awesome. What a great conversation that was about gambling, horse racing, baseball. And even he started by saying, you know, it's been a minute or two since you and I have spoken. I was thinking about Paulo Duca, thinking about his career, and got with Albie during the break and checked out the archives. Albie found this. This was Paulo Duca. Remember when I hosted the show, Jim Rome's Burning for ESPN? And during that show, we had a correspondent piece where we'd send out a camera crew to hang out with an athlete or a coach or a personality. Paul LaDuca had a correspondent piece back in 07 when he was with the New York Mets. And one of my favorite things about the correspondent pieces were the cameos the guys would make. And this is taking me back. I hadn't talked to Paul in a long time, but I really haven't spoken to this guy in a long time. Remember Hojo? Howard Johnson? Remember Hojo? Mets, Rockies, great hitter. He made a cameo. At that time, I believe he was the first base coach with the Mets. So he made a cameo, and not only did he make a cameo, and this is back in 07 now, Hojo made a cameo, and he referenced a classic jungle moment. This goes back to 07 during a correspondent piece on JRIB.
Hey, Paul, you got to tell Romy to put you got to tell him to play that clip of Thomas Hearns. He's got a famous clip that he used to play all the time back then.
Really?
Yeah.
You get that, Romy? He'll play that for Hojo. Which one is it?
He said something about ooh, baby, and how, or something like that. Yeah. It's hilarious.
That's incredible. That's an amazing thing. So Paulo Duca is doing his thing. Hojo just walks right on by. Come to find out, Hojo obviously is dialed into the jungle completely. He said, tell Romy to play the Thomas Hearns cut. Tommy Hearns came on. Man, I love Tommy Hearns. What an amazing fighter he was. Hearns Hagler, Hearns Sugar Ray Leonard, Hearns Pepino Cuevas. He was amazing. And he came on once, and I don't believe that I've talked to Tommy Hearns, but maybe even that one time. I had profound respect for Tommy Hearns out of Detroit, man. He was an unbelievable fighter. Unbelievable punching power. And somehow the topic of the Little Rascals came up when he and I were talking on this show.
Do you think, if you got a chance, could you beat Roy Jones?
If I had a what?
If you got a chance to fight Roy Jones, would you win?
Would I win? Ooh, baby. And how? And that's something that you got to understand the way... Why you say and how? And where did I get that word and how from?
Where from?
And how was an old movie, an old TV program used to come on TV. You heard of the Little Rascals?
Right.
The Little Rascals used to say that all the time.
And how, exactly. I remember that.
I do remember that. I used to love the Little Rascals when I was a kid. So that's what Hojo was talking about. Have Romy play that. So could you beat Roy Jones? Oh, yeah, I could beat Roy Jones. And how? So you do a deep dive, man. Alvin's got some amazing things, obviously, in the archives. So, and not to be self-serving about it, or to be a little self-serving about it, gotta admit, I had a really nice moment. That, for Paulo Duca, he and I had not talked about shared belief. And for him to share his thoughts meant a lot to me. And he said, Clones, that was a great horse. And we all used to marvel and admire the way that horse would lower himself to the ground. And the way he would dig in, he just would find another gear. We always used to get, great, Alvin. Not he'd put somebody in the ground, he would lower himself to the ground. Paulo Duca said like a Cadillac, and then he'd just go. Mike Smith once told me that when he got off the horse for the first time, he said, man, I'm telling you, Jim, that horse has amazing balance. That's what makes that horse different, his balance. All right, 1-800-636-8686. Let me pay off the rest of the take on the Hall of Fame. Couple of emails and tweets. Romy, I live in a rural area. Cell service is spotty. Last night, I went out to the far corner of my deck with a beer. I stood on a chair. I waited for a signal, and then I texted in my vote. It was not easy, but I die for this, cuz.
I die for this, dog.
I live for it.
I live for it.
KC, New Hampshire. War. A Howard Dean blast. to pump up the electorate.
We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Ah! Ah! There you go. Howard Dean, getting you fired up. Bang the ballot box. Once again, text 800-296-000. Bang! 800-296-000. Thumb it out right now on your phone. Get your vote in. Head over to radiovote.com. Get to the ballot box one more time with a vote from the website. It's a key. You got to do it both ways. You're allowed to vote twice. If you can't follow all of this or you can't quite process this, when you get a chance, go to my Twitter page. All the instructions are clear as day on my profile right at the very top. Check out at Jim Rome. Now, to the holy bleep mind melt that I'm having right now. Did I seriously actually pull 7 demands from the Box of Chaos yesterday to make good on the vote? Make good on it if you get me into the Hall of Fame. Did it really happen? Am I really on the hook for these 7 things? Here they are, quickly. If you were not listening yesterday, if you vote me in, these are the 7 things that you get. Number 1, we will microwave fish in the XR4TI's control room. Not on my side of the glass, on their side of the glass. Fish. No fish has been specified. What kind of fish? Carp? Perch? Trooper? Grouper, I should say. What kind of fish? I don't know, but it's going to get microwaved. We're going to drag that nasty-ass microwave into the XR4TI's control room. The second one. I cannot believe I pulled this from the Box of Chaos. I have to read every Najee tweet and email brought into me on a future program. Third demand that will be met if you vote me in. I will pay for a bust of James Kelly's mug and five head for the XR4TI control room. So it will sit there in the chair on the days that he's not there. Fourth one. This was big. One more tour stop. We bring back the tour stops, but only one at a location to be determined. Number 5. James Kelly reads mean tweets about the flight deck that he calls a forehead. Should have been done at 5, but then I raised the ante. I said, if you can get this tweet retweeted 500 times, I'll give you another one. You have until the end of the program. You got it done before the end of the commercial break. The next one, I'm going to co-host a segment with my younger son, Logan Rome.
Logan Rome.
I tried to tell him last night. I got sidetracked. I don't know what the hell we talk about. Rogan Loam needs to come in studio and co-host with his old man if you vote me in.
What?
The kid is 13 right now. He hit puberty. He no longer sounds like that. And finally, you get a self-gloss day on a future Friday. These are actual, final, agreed-upon, negotiated terms for my induction into the Radio Hall of Fame if you get me in. Yes, I will do it. In fact, hell yes, I will do it. But am I the only one tripping here? You wanted Romageddon 2? This is beyond Romageddon 2. Najee resets? Unlimited Najee resets for a day. A segment with Rogan Loam. A bleeping tour stop. A tour stop. A legitimate tour stop. That's on the table right now. That's in writing. That is signed off on. A tour stop. The number one most requested demand that was pulled, or to be put into the Box of Chaos that was actually pulled, was bring back the tour stop. And I will. That and 6 other things that I know you want badly. So, if my career is not enough to get you to vote, maybe those 7 things are. If you're listening right now and you've already voted by text and on the website, do more. Get creative. Grab your friends' phones. Share the website. RadioVote.com on your Facebook page. Do whatever you have to do to keep abusing the ballot box. I really appreciate your vote. You can do better. You can do more. Because the only thing worse than us not getting into the Hall of Fame together is to watch me feed these 7 demands into a paper shredder live on TV in a few weeks. I don't want to leave these things on the table. I signed off on it. It's negotiated. Make it happen, clones. Day 1 was huge, but day 2, day 3, day 4, day 14 have got to be just as big. Keep voting. And again, if you need help figuring out how to do this, check my Twitter feed at the top right now. If you're still confused, lob us a telephone call. We'll get you there. One day down, 13 to go. Don't get caught sleeping. Most of all, do not get caught celebrating. Man, stay locked in. Stay focused. Eyes on the freaking prize. All seven of the freaking prizes. Let's go. The others in our category are going just as hard, if not harder, than we are. I need you clones now like I have never, ever needed you before. Vote. And then please get everybody you know to do the same thing.
Ooh, baby, and how?
Ooh, baby, and how? Let's get this thing. 1-800-636-8686. That is my pitch for the day. Other topics today. We talked about the Stanley Cup Final. I want to get into the NBA Finals. Also, Steve Adams, he's not playing. Steven Adams, though, inadvertently hit like on somebody dogging Carmelo Anthony. And this being what it is right now, everybody went rushing to the big man saying, hey, what's up with that? And he said, I can tell you exactly what's up with that. I got fat digits. I didn't do it on purpose. I have sausage digits. Herb took a run at Jim Harbaugh with Harbaugh right there in the building. I want to get to that story. Gio Stanton getting into it last night. And I see that guy working. I know why he's upset. Also, this is off the board, but I really want to get to it. You've read obituaries, right? Every obit makes the person who passed seem like the best guy or gal ever. Not this obit. This obit makes this old lady seem like the worst person ever. It's amazing, and especially given where it went down, what part of the country where it went down. Have you heard the phrase Minnesota nice? I experienced it firsthand in Minneapolis when I went to the Super Bowl. People could not have been nicer. There's a couple of people in and around that area that are not so nice, and I know why they're not so nice. When they had the mom that they had, allegedly. And finally, Romy, how many times can we vote for you? I already got my vote in today, and me and the rest of the clones have to get you in. I can't wait for the segment with Logan, and you can definitely put Wisconsin on your list for another pit stop. Pit stop. I'm bringing back the pit stops. I know if I bring Logan in, he's going to be all about the family. He wants that rat family badly. This guy goes on, more Romy tearing it up on the other opponents for the Hall of Fame, like that softball tore up Clay Matthews' face. Jason in Green Bay. You mean how Clay's face tore up that softball? How can you vote more than once? Well, you're allowed to vote twice. How can you vote beyond that? Figure it out, clones. Get creative, clones. There are ways to do it, clones. And then just get other people to vote. Take to social. You got to be creative. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I start off by saying, if I could just get every one of you to vote twice, we'd have a real good look at this thing. It's not enough, I don't think. Because the other guys are going deep. And everybody's throwing out all their cards. Everybody's cashing in every chip. Everybody's cashing in every favor. I've watched this over the years. I've never seen it like it is right now. People are taking big, big swings. Hell, have I ever talked about it like this? You know, the answer is no. And the biggest reason for that is I'm in a voter category. Anyway, promised my man Eric Spitz I would not let it take over the show, and I won't. Got lots of show for you. There are other ways to get additional votes. Just get creative. Work it. Work it. 1-800-636-8686. When we come back, I want to talk about Stanton. I want to talk some baseball. And I'll get to that obit a little bit later on. Podcast Tuesday also. Working up a sweat when you're on the field is one thing. Breaking into a sweat in your car is another. If you turn on the AC in your car and hot air comes out, it is time to take some serious steps. Get your vehicle to the coolest place in town, O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is Murray AC Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And while your AC may eventually need professional repairs, O'Reilly Auto Parts has what you need to make it through the hottest months of summer. Summer can be bad enough. There is no reason to drive around and look like you stepped right out of a sauna. It's going to be hot for a good while. If it's cool, there's a very good chance that Murray makes it that way. O'Reilly Auto Parts has it in stock for you. Everything from refrigerants to Murray AC compressors. So not only do you get what you need to make your ride cool and comfortable, you get it with amazing service. Great parts, guaranteed low prices. Do not let summer spoil your cool. It's Murray AC month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Check it
You're
out.
You're listening to the Jim
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Home show.
Ask Hawk. Just use it until you like what you see. How smart is that? Smart shampoo. Smart enough to be voted men's hair care product of the year. Gradually reduce gray with the first shampoo of the brain. Find Control GX in the shave aisle. You should hit your porn stash with that, Hawk. Hawk, I gotta admit, man, you're looking better. That is some smart shampoo. Sincerely. Good product. Really good product. All right, let's talk some baseball right now. The Giancarlo Stanton-Mike Fiers relationship, pretty tricky. Very complicated. It's actually not that complicated. The two of these guys meet up again yesterday. Stanton is now a Yankees slugger. Fiers now a Tigers pitcher. In the third inning, this happened.
Here's the 3-1 to Stanton. And it hit him. That's a hit batsman, not a walk. The ball came up and in. Stanton is giving a look to Fiers. And now McCann gets between Stanton and Fiers. And here come the players.
That, of course, is Yankees radio. Now, if you're thinking, it's not so bad. That's not so bad. Don't forget, that's a rock being thrown at just under 90 miles per hour. And Stanton was not down, as you might imagine. Especially when you consider the history the two of these guys have. You'll recall Fiers hit Stanton in the face back in 2014. Busted his face, required multiple dental procedures. So I understand where Gio would not be all that pumped to see Fiers coming inside again and hitting him again. Hit me once and break my face, maybe it's an accident. Hit me twice. Well, then I'm not sure what the hell that is. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm going to do whatever I can to find out what that is. Now, that's not to say that it was intentional. Stanton knows that. Stanton said, quote, "He wasn't trying to hit me tonight, but still, with that history, don't hit me. That doesn't eliminate pitching inside. This is the major leagues. But either get it over the plate or make sure it doesn't hit me," end quote. That makes sense to me. I know you're not trying to hit me, but since you've already hit me in the face in the past and caused a ton of damage, how about you just don't hit me again? It's not that hard. And again, Stanton's not saying that Fiers can't pitch inside. But if he can't pitch inside without dotting him, then yeah, maybe you don't pitch inside. Do what you want as a pitcher, but if you've already hit me in the face and blasted chiclets out of my head, just don't hit me. And you know, to be real, I don't think that's unfair. A batter asking that the pitcher not hit him seems like a pretty fair request, especially if that same pitcher has already hit him in the face. Now, I don't think for a second that Fiers was trying to hit him back in 2014. I'm not saying that at all. His reaction would tell you that that's the case. His reaction would tell you at that time that's not what he meant to do. And I also don't think that he was trying to hit Stanton yesterday either. But when you do it twice, you've kind of run out of excuses. Maybe you just throw outside for a while. Or better yet, don't pitch to this guy at all. Because in the sixth inning, this is what happened.
Now here's the 0-2. Swung on. Here goes the left. It is high. Not as far. It is gone. Mike Fiers delivered in and Stanton hit it out in left field. Giancarlo, no si posto palo. Boy, I don't think that doesn't make him happy. A Stantonian blast, and the Yankees trail 3-2.
Bet that felt pretty damn good. Of course he stared it down, and he flipped his bat, and then he capped off his trip around the bases with a little point to the mound. And Fiers didn't like that at all. His response was, and I quote, "I understand that he's pissed. But the way he handled it was kind of childish. He's going to act how he's going to act, but it kind of shows his character. getting his revenge and throwing his bat and pointing, that's not part of this game. Yeah, you're supposed to have fun, but I think that's kind of childish. End quote. Yeah, I think I agree or disagree with you, Mike. It's not childish. I'll tell you what is childish. Getting all bent because that guy just did that. You don't hit this guy a second time after shattering his face and expect him to react otherwise. I doubt he's reacting the way he did if you don't hit him twice. Better yet, don't hit him the first time, and then he's not going to react that way either. But if you hit this guy twice, and if he has to wear those pitches, and especially wear one in his face, you need to wear that you threw those pitches and that he just turned one around about 900 feet. Listen, you see that thing that he wears on his helmet, that face protector? It's because of you. You did that. So if you hit this guy again, hell yes, he's going to be pissed. And if he homers off you, there probably is going to be a little extra emotion in that jog around the bases. That face protector is a reminder of the fact that you could have ended this guy's career and worse. Remember what he said after that went down. Here's a quick quote from after he was hit in the face. Quote, "My ears were ringing. I couldn't hear nothing except the ring. I was checking my mouth, just the blood, mouth full, and having chunks of teeth floating around." Chunks of teeth floating around in a mouth full of blood, and the guy couldn't hear anything except the ringing in his head. You got a feeling because a guy drills you in the face, you got to have a feeling that you can pretty much react any way you want if you hit one out afterwards, if you get hit a second time. I mean, again, this guy had a procedure to determine how much blood was in his sinus cavity. He was hitting the left side of the face, and there was blood found in his right sinus. That's how hard that guy was hit. So I'm going to say no, it's not that childish for him to be a little pumped up when you hit him again, and then he goes yard. You got to own that and not complain about that. Man, complaining about that's childish. If you don't like this guy acting like that, keep him in the yard. If you don't like this guy acting like that, stop hitting him in the face. If you don't like this guy acting like that, get the guy out. None of this is on Stanton. All of it's on you. Where do you come out on that? 1-800-636-8686. Damn straight the guy's going to watch a home run for a second or two. Damn straight there's going to be a bat flip involved. Damn straight he's going to take his time going around the bases and point at the mound after you hit him a second time. You got to wear that. You got to wear that like he had to wear that pitch that you hit him in the face with. Dear Rome, honestly, considering the history between Fires and Stanton, it would have been appropriate for Stanton to ride his bat like a horse around the bags after that 450-foot blast. Unwore Fires, unwore the Yankees too. Damasio in Albuquerque. Hey Jim, I'll admit that shot by Giancarlo was very impressive, and this is a huge Fires house. Signed, Left Eye Lopez. Mike in Buffalo. Hey, Hawk, not to keep beating you, but do you understand that? Hawk, this is what I love about Hawk. At least he's honest. He goes, I don't get that at all, but I am laughing. Do you know who Left Eye Lopez is? You don't know who Left Eye is? Or the fact that she tried to burn down an athlete's house? Allegedly? Hey, Hawk, pop quiz, and I know you're going to fail. Have you ever heard the name Andre Rison? Sure you haven't. Mike in Buffalo is in. All right, your thoughts on it. 1-800-636-8686. It is a good topic. Still ahead, Steve Adams. Was he looking to dog Carmelo Anthony on social, or was it another case of a guy having fingers too fat to capably use his phone? That's what he's going with. Sausage digits. Oh, that's still hit.
It's the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Tonight at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, CBS Sports Network gets the ball rolling with the PBA Tour Finals as top bowlers compete for big money and an even bigger title only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Make sure you check that out. Also, this segment's brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find yourself an agent at farmers.com. That's farmers.com. And my thoughts on Steven Adams in a minute, but how about a phone call? It is toll-free. Lines are open. Take advantage of it. 1-800-636-8686. Here in California, Modesto, Brad. Brad, what's going on? Good to have you. How are you?
Hey, thanks a lot, man. What a pleasure and an honor to speak to you, Jim. I'm 39, about to go on 40. Been listening to you since I was a teenager, man. Just wanted to give the clones a little heads up. Don't wait in line at the grocery store or the gas station anymore without tapping someone on the shoulder in front of you and turning behind you and borrowing their phone. All you have to do is hit that message bubble, 96,000, type send 800. There you go.
Hey, Brad, are you really doing that? I mean, are you standing in line in stores and saying, hey, yo, can I borrow your phone, and then texting out the vote?
I have twice. At the gas station, the guy behind the counter who I know really well, Patriot fan, I borrowed his phone and did it and told him what I did. But there's been two other people when I went to the grocery store last night who, honestly, they don't have any idea how much they just contributed to you getting in the Hall of Fame, man.
My man, Brad, I appreciate you so much. Stay strong. This is exactly, you're the best, Brad. That's what I'm saying. You got to get creative with it. Now, when I said get creative, I don't know if I meant that creative, but my man Brad's doing it. He knows the guy at the gas station, but he literally went up to a couple of people in a grocery store and said, hey, I need to borrow your phone for a minute. It'll take only 1 minute. And then he did what he had to do. Once again, two ways to vote. Vote at radiovote.com or text 800-296-000. Hey, if you've got something creative and you've got advice for the clones on how they can vote more than twice or how they can get the vote out there, hit me up. Share your thoughts. Do it on the phone. Hit me up on Twitter. You want to call now. You want to get in, though, because we are loading up next hour. Meantime, OKC big man Steven Adams just added another chapter to his book. Now, you remember his book, right? He's got an autobiography. An autobiography which he couldn't remember that he was working on back when he was asked about that in February. I mean, it's one thing to forget your wallet, forget your sunglasses, forget your cell phone, forget that you have an appointment. Entirely another to forget that you're writing a book about yourself. But that's what makes this guy a beauty. That and the fact that he's got one of the all-time best cop-outs working right now. And that says to why he threw some serious social shade at his teammate Carmelo Anthony over Instagram. I mean, this is the truly whack time which we're living in, where the internet watchdogs are foaming at the gap, looking to catch anybody slipping with a like here or an unfollow there, only to run it back to start some world-class drama. And that's what I'm talking about with Steven Adams. So when Steven Adams likes an Instagram comment from some nobody insinuating that Melo was not valuable to OKC, the internet caught him doing it and immediately put him on blast. The post in question shows a photo of Steve, Russ, Melo, and Paul George with the caption, "Who's more valuable to OKC?" And then somebody comments, quote, "All of them except Melo." And then right next to that comment is a notification for everyone to see that reads, "Steven Adams liked this comment." That, of course, gets screenshotted and circulated widely enough and quickly enough that Steve had to long distance dial the Thunder PR from New Zealand and explain why he digitally endorsed shading his teammate Melo like that. I mean, it's so lame. It's so stupid. And it would have never, ever made this show if not for Adams' now legendary excuse. Because this dude did not play that same tired, I was hacked card from the bottom of the deck. Nope, he went with something that you really don't hear very often. The dude pointed the finger at his thumbs. Adams told Thunder PR he was scrolling through Instagram and he accidentally pressed the like button because of his, quote, fat fingers.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
This cat needs a special dialing wand because his fingers are too fat. So mash the dialing pad with your palm. I mean, that is so much better than I got hacked. I got hacked. Because you know what that is? That's like, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did it. But the reason I did it is because I have corn dogs for digits. I mean, I don't even care if this guy's telling the truth or not. Because in these situations, it's pretty much impossible to know. But what I know is this. He had to dial up his team and tell them that his sausage thumbs caused this entire ordeal. That much I do know. Because this is a conversation that could only happen in 2018. A pro athlete backpedaling out of a social media blunder by blaming it on his, quote, fat fingers. Are there holes in the story? Pretty much. As an example, what the hell is he doing following a fan account that only has 6,000 other followers? And what are the odds that he saw the one specific comment that he ended up liking when Instagram only shows a single comment for people who scroll through? But again, I don't know if he's telling the truth or not, and I really don't care. Because this is the rare case where the cover-up is not worse than the crime. It's better. And I especially love the fact that he played the fat fingers card when he already had a much better excuse locked and loaded that he could have gone to. This goes back to the autobiography that I mentioned earlier. Remember when he was asked about that book in February? A reporter said, have you written before? And Steve's response was, quote,
Have you written before?
No, I didn't write. I got a ghostwriter at Medlin Chip. Could barely read, mate. I'm going to write a book.
Jesus. Let me run that back to you. He was asked, have you written before? And he said, no, I didn't write it. I got a ghostwriter named Madeline Chapman. I can barely read, mate. I can't write a book. Jesus.
Have you written before?
No, I didn't write it. I got a ghostwriter at Medlin Chip. Can barely read, mate. I'm going to write a book.
Jesus. I can barely read, mate. I can't write a book. Jesus. Quote. End of quote. My man, Steve-O. If you've already copped to being illiterate, this would have been a perfect time to remind everybody once again that you can barely read, mate. And ask, how can anybody hold it against you that you like to post shading Mello if you're already on record as saying you can barely read? Next time, instead of calling OKC PR, you dial up Van Smack PR. I will be more helpful. I'm probably better at my job. No, I'm probably better at their job than they are. Because that fat finger excuse was awesome and was hilarious, but the I can't read excuse is even better. And you know why? Because it's true. You said it, not me. So now we know if this dude can't read and he can't scroll through Instagram without liking comments that kill his teammates. Thank God this guy's good at basketball because I've got no idea what else he'd be doing right now. My man, never change. Never, ever change. Never change. I love Steven Adams and his sausage fingers and the fact that he can, quote, barely read, mate. It's an amazing story. Oh, yeah, I did that. I didn't mean to. I got fat fingers, mate, and I can barely read. 1-800-636-8686. Banging telephone calls. Already had one in Central Cali in Modesto where a guy says he's rolling up on people and asking them to borrow their phones. Dear Rome, this fat finger story is bringing tears to my eyes. Not because it's funny, but because it shows a level of self-awareness that I have not seen from you fat asses yet. Admitting there is a serious problem is the first step. Yours, Tyler in Edmonton. 6'1", 102 pounds, non-fat finger holder. Steven Adams, is he American? Ty, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. In that regard, he's not one of us. He's not another fat American. Rome, Luckily, I no longer have issues with accidentally hitting like on Insta. Moving along. Hey, Rome, don't blame Steve Adams. Fat fingers are a real thing. I mean, how the hell do you think my fat ass fingers accidentally grabbed 7 extra hot wings and 4 extra pieces of cake last night? Damn fingers. Yours. Dane cooks with butter. Aaron in Omaha. He's talking about fat digits. I still want to get to Jim Harbaugh v. Herb. Herb takes another run at him. He can. Look at his record against him. Look at everybody's record who matters against Harbaugh and Michigan in conference. That's coming up a little bit later on. I've got a podcast Tuesday for you. Chad Millman, you may have heard him on the radio show not long ago. He is with the Action Network. He is in charge of media, and I want to talk to him about the Belmont also and about legal sports betting. I'm kind of curious for a lot of you clones. If you don't currently bet, if you don't currently get down, if it's legal, and then you no longer have to go overseas or go through some neighborhood book, are you more likely to do it? Will you do it then? Or if you don't do it right now, are you just not going to pick it up? Well, that conversation with him and a lot more, that's coming up on Podcast Tuesday. Look for that to drop a little bit later on. Jimmy, when the hell is the next NBA Finals game? I feel like I'll never see one again. Signed, Total Solar Eclipses. Casey in New Hampshire. War, hey honey, game 3 is on. I can't believe this is happening.
It doesn't make any sense. It's happening, you guys, it's happening.
When? Man, when is game 3 happening? Seems like it's been a long time since game 2. Soon enough. Wednesday night. And we had game 4 last night in the NHL Stanley Cup Final. Also still ahead. What were your options when you were 20? How did you see the world? What were you thinking about doing? I guarantee your options were not as good as Kyler Murray's options. Man, if I could be anybody but me, I'd be him. In fact, I'd be him over me. I'd much rather be him than me. My man's got some amazing options. He's 20 and was just taken number 9 overall in the MLB draft by the Oakland A's. Already looking to be the starter at Oklahoma at quarterback and taken number 9 overall by the A's and Billy Bean. Safe to assume he's not going to burn that pick. The A's especially. He's not going to burn that pick and make that kind of commitment unless he thinks that ultimately he's going to play baseball and not football. That story's coming up next hour. And Rome, I believe Adams. It happens. Signed, husbands explaining to their wives that they accidentally hearted an Instagram picture of a chick in a bikini while scrolling through a feed. Signed, John in Huntington Beach. Wore the tour stop, being in Southern California, because everywhere else is too ugly. Hey, John, why not just do it in HB, right? Where all the beautiful people live. Better yet, John, why not just do it in HB? Not because that's where all the beautiful people live, but that's because where you live. Hey, better yet, John, why don't I just do that tour stop at your house? If, in fact, you get me in, and it's a big if at this point, we got to figure out where that one tour stop's going to be. There'll be a whole nother layer to that. When we come back, one open phone segment, Dion Lewis and Igor Kokoskov. Next hour. Stay tuned.